somebody who congratulated Andrew Neil immediately afterwards. Piers Morgan, broadcaster, the new Good Morning Britain presenter. Piers, you think this is exactly the kind of thing we should be saying?
Well, look, I would say I agreed with every single word. That would be not quite accurate, because I would have swapped Zidane for Thierry Henry, and I would have swapped the Lafitte for Latour. However, notwithstanding that, this was one of the great passionate moments I've seen about any of these incidents in a very long time. And coming from a BBC presenter, it was incredibly refreshing. And it's not because everyone at the BBC should go and do the same thing. Of course it should. But just occasionally, particularly after watching Question Time last night, which was a sort of to and fro between lots of different opinions and voices. And I was watching this, and I was drinking actually some French wine, and I was watching it thinking about Paris, thinking about the week, thinking about the horrors that had unfurled on these people, thinking about the fact my wife was born and raised there, I go there all the time, like many of us, I've walked those streets, and feeling a rising sense of fury as I watched Question Time. And then to turn to Andrew Neil immediately afterwards and to have him basically exploding in exactly the way I was feeling, I thought was fantastic. And television at its best. And I really salute him, because it was a gutsy thing to do. And it was something that I'm sure some people will take issue with and say, that's not your place to do that. But I wonder how many people in this country were watching that last night live and feeling like I was, that this was something you wanted to stand up and cheer it from the rooftops.
Would you do that? I'm just wondering on Good Morning Britain, whether it's a slightly different environment, would you be tempted?
Well, I certainly want to bring that kind of passion and opinion to it. Yeah, look, I think it's incumbent on people occasionally to just reflect the mood of the nation, you know, and what is the mood of the nation here? What is the mood of the nation in Paris? The mood is one of blind fury. Let's be honest. It's not about acceptance. It's not about, well, these things happen. This is about an assault on every aspect of our culture and society. We have the same culture and society as France does. You know, we love our football. We love our restaurants, our bars, our theatre, our concerts. This was a direct affront and assault to try and tell us that we can no longer lead our lives in the way we have led them in centuries. Now, I love the phraseology. I love the fact that 1,000 years' time, Paris will still be shining bright, but these people, ISIS, will be the same as the Nazis, the fascists, the Stalinists. They will be a footnote in history, an ignominious, revolting footnote in history. They are not going to win. And sometimes, you know, someone said to me this morning, could you imagine Cameron saying that? And the answer is no, I couldn't. But how powerful would it be, actually, if the British Prime Minister did say something like that? Because actually what it did was use the kind of terminology and the kind of eloquence to ram home a point that we're all thinking.
Thank you very much. Piers Morgan, broadcaster.